Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill, coming at you from Twinsic Aura Studios in University Place, Chapel Hill's morning headquarters. Chapel Hill's trend headquarters is Victor Lewis, who joins us here now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Confirming something that I have long thought and now can officially say, researchers from the Royal Veterinary College have determined that the health of pugs is now substantially different and largely worse than other dogs. Comparing the health of 4,308 pugs and 21,835 non-pugs, the Royal Vet College would like to say, hey, pugs are in pretty bad shape.
This is what happens when you have a concave nose, correct?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it really is. And on top of that, there's lots of like hip and joint issues as well as dietary issues. Like pugs have been inbred to preserve the purity of the bloodline to the point where they are rapidly collapsing as a species.
This
which is
why
a little
you,
terrifying.
This is why you get mutts, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. A, like, they're the ones who are more in need generally, and
totally.
B, this.
Yeah, like, yeah. With more genetic variation, they are predisposed to be healthier, for sure. There is a reason that we, at a legislative level, discourage inbreeding. It hurts.
What does one do about this situation? Like, what do they suggest we do as a people?
Welcome to the second part of this conversation.
Ooh.
Where there is the vet college.
It only took a minute to get to the second part of this conversation.
Welcome to the vet college saying we need to introduce new blood into the pug tree. We need to put new breeds into this. We can make a new pug, a better pug. We have the technology. We can rebuild the pug.
At what point does this turn into mad science?
So there is another half that are pug purists. This is the pug breed. This is how it is. It's descended from the pug from so long ago, and we track that bloodline, and that's how we know it's a pug, and it won't be a pug if you put other stuff in it. And yeah, it's just a battleground that's currently being fought over poor little dogs with giant eyes and concave noses.
So it's basically just Harry Potter played out over the course of the veterinary college.
How is it Harry Potter?
Because it's the Slytherins who are all about the pure
the
blood versus the no
these
muggles are
mud
okay.
Blood dogs.
Yes. I thought that was a fairly obvious metaphor.
I mean, it's just racism is sort of all that it is. Well, I will say that in researching the pug story and the time that I had to really get my stuff together for this, I have historically been comedically, enthusiastically anti-pug. And I will say, because of this image in particular, I've been looking through galleries of pugs, and I gotta say, pugs might be kind of cute, maybe.
They are kind of cute,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, they are. They are kind of cute.
They're very cute. That's why people want them, and that's why people continue to poorly breed them in a way that is hurtful to the dogs, because I want a cute thing lying around.
It is, like, borderline cruel. I'm not really a huge fan. Let's talk about other things that I'm not a huge fan of. I've got a Jean Valjean story, and I've got policing for profit. Which one of those do you want?
I mean, I feel like they're kind of the same, but Jean Valjean.
They are startlingly similar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've seen Les Mis.
So
no, that's not true. Javert was the one uncorrupt cop. That was kind of his shtick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this relates to crime and food and poverty. The policing minister in Britain, Kit Malthouse, is currently...
Kit Malthouse?
Malthouse?
Oh,
Malthouse. It's England. I don't know. It could be mouth. It could be malt. I don't know.
There's
which.
An L in it, though.
There is an L.
Okay. It's not mouth house, which is what I thought you said.
Mouth house.
Kit Mouth House. Yeah.
Mouth
private
house.
Eye.
He's a hard-nosed gumshoe, and he won't take no for an answer.
Ace reporter, Kit Mouth House on the scene. What do you got, Chief?
Kit Malthouse has been disputing the suggestion from the Chief Inspector of Constabulary, Andy Cook, saying that, I know, right? It's so dense to get through. But the punchline here
is... The CIC has got something to say.
Yeah. Is Mr. Andy Cook is advocating for higher police presence in Britain because times are getting tougher. There's concerns over inflation. People aren't making as much money. There's enough income disparity that Andy Cook is pushing a narrative of... If times are bad economically, there is always more crime. We need more cops. We need more license to do whatever we want to do. And Kit Malthouse, Mouthhouse.
I'm going with Mouthouse.
Is very much in dispute of that particular viewpoint. And The Guardian has a really interesting article with an unfortunate headline saying, "Don't let people off if they steal food in desperation, minister tells police," which is unfortunate to read. And that's how it ended up in my feed, because people on Twitter are reading that headline and not necessarily going to read the story. But if you do go read the story over on The Guardian, what you end up with is an interesting little slice of UK politics that strongly mirrors stuff here in the United States. It kind of drives home that we're not really all that different after all, especially when there are quotes, "The impact of poverty, the impact of lack of opportunity for people does lead to an increase in crime. There's no two ways about that." That's a little bleak coming from a public official, to be perfectly honest.
But it's also kind of true, right?
I mean, like, yeah,
that's
also
a thing that's true, that's known, right?
Correlation, causation, this is a difficult social issue. In my mind, it kind of ties into how we've started treating drug addiction as an illness rather than a crime. I think that desperation leads people to do things. That's why I introduces the Jean Valjean story. I really need to eat. And what this minister is particularly focusing on is theft of food. And we've seen stuff here with the baby formula shortage, like people stealing formula.
Right. Yeah, yeah, this is all known.
Still a crime, but a crime that you can do other things to help solve than put more feet on streets and more people in jail cells.